And welcome back to the Kenny and JT Show. Just trying to pull up something on my phone as far as the spreads for the women's final four games that will happen Friday. How about this weekend? If you're a basketball junkie like I am, life is wonderful this weekend. Friday, women's final four. 7 o'clock is the early game, South Carolina against NC State. 9 o'clock-ish is the second game, Iowa against UConn. That's Friday, okay? Then on Saturday, it's the men's final four. UConn against Alabama, Purdue against NC State. Then on Sunday, 3 o'clock, it's the women's national championship game. And then Monday night, yes, I know, it's the solar eclipse. It's the Guardians home opener, but it's also the men's national championship game on Monday night. Life is going to be grand for those 4 days, and I'm looking forward to watching all of those games, and I can't wait to see in person the great Caitlin Clark, the great Paige Beckers, as both of those teams won last night, Iowa and UConn. And to break it all down, the women's final four, let's go to the hotline right now and bring in the outstanding head basketball coach for the girls at Jackson High School, Anthony Butch. Anthony, thanks for joining us. How are you, my friend?
Good, Kenny. How are you?
I'm great, man. Thanks for making time for us. First of all, everything good with mom and the baby? Are we still on track for everything for this week?
Baby came 3 days ago, 2.5 weeks early, so mom's doing great, baby's doing great, and had a lot of time in the hospital the last 2 days, watched a lot of women's basketball, so everything's good on my end.
Great to hear. Congratulations on the newest edition, and happy mom and baby are good, so we can talk basketball and what we watched last night. I want to start there because I couldn't wait to watch both games last night because we had a rematch of the championship game a year ago and the rivalry that is Angel Reese against Caitlin Clark in Iowa, and then we had the freshman phenom, Juju Watkins for USC, who set the freshman scoring record, right, going up against Paige Beckers and UConn, and you talk about a star-studded night, right, Anthony? You couldn't get any better than that, and that was just to get to the Final Four.
No, I was excited the whole day and couldn't wait to watch it, and very rarely do games like that live up to the hype. And both games, I watched every minute of both games, and I thought it really put women's basketball on the map last night. The numbers were off the charts for the ratings, and all the stars shined, from Paige to Juju to Caitlin to even Angel Reese in the first half of that first game. She was dominant.
I was shocked that they didn't get, and I saw her mouthing it, right, to her coach, Kim Mulkey, get me the damn ball, right? I was shocked they didn't try and go to her more because she was unstoppable in that first half. And I think, me personally, it's just me, I think it might have gotten in her head a little bit that she wasn't getting the ball. And when she did, I think it affected the way she played in that second half because her numbers in the second half were nowhere near shooting percentage-wise what they were in the first half.
Absolutely. And it wasn't damn that she said, but it was nice that you made that friendly for your show. But, yeah, she was in her head. And really the two teams, it really felt like LSU was a bunch of individuals playing and Iowa played a more of a team-centered basketball. I know Caitlin Clark scored 40, but in her 40, I mean, she made some unbelievable passes in that second half. And it really was just a fun brand of basketball and kind of different than the LSU-Iowa first game in the national championship where LSU really shot the ball well and moved the ball and they did not shoot the ball well. It just felt like more of an ISO-centered game for LSU, which is not gonna get you to too many Final Fours.
Yeah, Iowa wins at 94-87. Caitlin Clark's numbers last night, 41 points, 12 assists, 7 rebounds, 9 three-pointers. And if they were playing the celebrity game rules, Anthony, she would have got, what, 5 of those as 4-point baskets from where she shot it from?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, it was, I'm like, really? And she's fading to her left. It was Larry Bird-like and shooting it back against her body, and they were going in. But to your point, the assists, 12 of them yesterday, and there was one specifically where they had a run out, and it was her and Angel Reese and two other defenders from LSU trying to get back. And all three defenders were kind of converging on her, and she just patiently stopped, backed it out with one dribble, and I forget who the girl was from Iowa, filled the lane for an easy, but to to anticipate that pass and to think your teammate knows what you're thinking, to make, that's what, right then and there, like you said, that's why I said, you know what, they're going to find a way to win this game because of things like that.
Yeah, the word special is probably overused, but I mean, she's special. I mean, she's a once-in-a-lifetime talent of – I mean, she led the country in assists. Like, wrap your head around that. She scored 30 points a game and led the country, I mean, 100-whatever-plus Division I teams, and she led it in assists. Like, that's just unbelievable in today's basketball.
It really is, and it was a special game to watch, an epic performance when it was needed. They dethroned the defending champs, but in order to win it, they still have to win two more games, and one of those teams they have to beat put on a good performance last night against USC. UConn wins it 80-73, and the hype there again was Paige Beckers, the veteran, right, coming off the knee injury from a year ago, and then the freshman, Juju Watkins. And Beckers, 28-10-6, pretty good numbers. And she played all 40 minutes just like Caitlin Clark did. We hear guys complaining about playing too many games or want to keep their minutes down to about 34, 35 in the NBA. What's it like to have a girl who's willing to play all 40 minutes, knows she's going to play all 40 minutes, and then deliver like both Caitlin did and Paige Beckers last night?
So that's kind of the UConn MO over the years. I mean, Gino, when he gets in the tournament, only plays 5-6 girls. I remember watching the national championship a handful of years ago, and four of the five starters played 40 minutes. So when you go to UConn, the stars typically play the whole game, and it's something that we've modeled over at Jackson over the years. I mean, from Taylor to Emma to Lauren to Lena, I mean, our best players, we tell up front, like, you got 32 minutes and you got to be ready to go. And we condition towards that. And in high school, I don't think it's as big of a deal, but yeah, I was the same way. They don't sub much either. I mean, the guards for Iowa and UConn both play all 40 minutes. So that game coming up on Friday is going to be maybe two teams that neither are going to have many substitutions. But just like Caitlin, Paige made the plays down the stretch from the dagger three, a couple of those passes that she made. I am so excited for this matchup. Two of the best two guards we've seen in a long time, men or women.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't matter which brand of basketball you're watching. If you're just talking, best players, we're looking at two of the best in the country that'll play in Cleveland Friday night, 9 o'clock. It's UConn and Paige Beckers against Iowa and Caitlin Clark. And we got to give some love to Juju Watkins. Didn't have a great shooting night last night, and maybe that's the inexperience as a freshman. But 29 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists. She goes over 900 points in her freshman year. Is Caitlin's record for most points scored in NCAA history going to be in doubt in three more years? What do you think?
No, I think it's safe. I don't think she shoots the three ball quite like Caitlin. And to break that record, you're going to have to make a lot of threes because twos just don't add up like threes, obviously. And Juju's super special and kind of looked like a freshman at times with her poise compared to Paige, who looked like the more of the veteran experienced one. But, I mean, how good she's going to be is going to be crazy too.
Yeah, and she's a taller, bigger girl, more physical. But as we found out, you don't have to be physical to be special, as Caitlin has proved. Unfortunately for Juju, her season comes to an end. But somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. So our matchups on Friday night in Cleveland, and happy to have with us to break it all down, Anthony Butch, the head basketball coach for the girls at Jackson High School. 7 o'clock Friday night, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Dawn Staley and the University of South Carolina looking for her third title as the head coach, 36-0, taking on Wes Moore's North Carolina State Wolfpack. He's looking for his first title. They're 31-6. That's the first game. And right now, South Carolina listed as an 11.5-point favorite in that one. And then the nightcap on Friday night, somewhere around 9 o'clock, it'll be Iowa 33-4 against UConn 33-5. Lisa Bluder looking for her first title. Gino looking for his 12th title. And this is his 23rd Final Four appearance. You coach, you understand it. It's tough to win a state title at the high school level. Multiply that by I don't know how many levels. at Division I college basketball. Can you put into words 23 Final Fours, 11 national championships, what that's like?
I mean, no, but I mean, I graduated from Mountain Union, and Larry Karras did something very similar over there with the football team. And at a college level, when you get that success rolling, it almost becomes something that everybody wants to be a part of, and the recruiting becomes easier. I actually think simulating that in high school is much more difficult because, especially at a public school where you don't have the advantage of recruiting and you got to build through your youth and your feeder systems. College like UConn, like Mountain Union, football both became in the heightened of their runs just a place where you just assumed the best players were going to go, and Geno doesn't get enough credit for the coach that he is. I mean, this what he's done this year with the injuries and the coaching job, there's a really good documentary out there on him from a couple seasons ago that he's always been one of my favorites. But yeah, I think it's incredibly difficult, but I would say that the high school dynasties are much more hard to sustain.
We're looking at great matchups in Friday in Cleveland. I'm curious to get your thoughts on South Carolina. The last couple of games, even though they're undefeated, I thought they almost looked beatable, but they found a way to win. Does North Carolina State have enough to challenge them and make it a game late into the fourth quarter where anything can happen?
I don't think so. The 11.5-point spread's there for a reason. I think South Carolina wins by double digits plus. We talked about the lack of depth for Iowa and UConn, and NC State doesn't have a whole lot of depth either. South Carolina goes nine deep. I mean, they come in and out in hockey substitutions, and I think the games that they get up 20 and then they cut it close, it almost looks like they're bored at times when I was watching them. I mean, when they want to turn it on and play full strength, I don't know if any of these three teams in Cleveland can hang or beat them, even Iowa and UConn included. That Cardosa in the middle is a monster. I mean, she's as good of a post as I've seen at the female level in a long, long time. We ran into a girl at States 2 years ago that ended up going to Miami of Florida, big 6'6", 6'7" post that just, when you have a post like that inside, it's a game changer because you can't get to the rim. It plays mental games, mind games with you. And then when you have the guards South Carolina has, and then Dawn Staley on top of all of that, I think South Carolina is the heavy, heavy favorite to leave Cleveland with the national championship.
Yeah, the other factor in this, and I've brought this up a number of times when talking with JT, I go back to when Virginia got bounced in the first round of the men's tournament, right? It was a motivating factor to get back to there, get past the first round, and win it all, and they did, right? Well, last year what happened in the Final Four, Caitlin Clark exploded, South Carolina loses their only game, and tell me if I'm wrong here, do you not think that South Carolina wants Iowa in the national championship game to not only win the national title but to avenge last year's loss?
Absolutely perfectly said. That's the perfect analogy. Virginia men's, South Carolina women's, 100%. They want Iowa or UConn, but they're there to make a statement. Dawn Staley's kind of said that all season, and she's as good as they get in those big games, big moments. And I saw her press conference where she was needling the players a little bit about giving up those leads, and she has their attention, and your analogy is absolutely spot on.
Iowa UConn Friday night. It's a spread of 2.5 in favor of the Hawkeyes. Just your thoughts on, as you pointed out, the starters are going to play a lot of minutes. Paige Beckers against Caitlin Clark. You could argue the two best players in the country going head to head. How do you see that one playing out?
I think that the 2.5 is probably more of a pick 'em. I think it's an absolute coin flip. I think the 2.5 is the Caitlin Clark tax that Vegas is putting on you, because that's probably where the public's heading with their money. But I think that this game's going to shatter records as far as attendance, eyeballs, ticket prices. I think both coaches are top notch. I could see Iowa getting into some kind of funky zone. They like to do like box and one, triangle and two. They do a matchup 3-2. They put a little 2-3 last night against LSU. So I think they're going to throw the kitchen sink at UConn to try to throw them out of rhythm. I do think Iowa plays better team basketball. Maybe UConn has more overall talent, especially in the post area. But, yeah. I mean, if Caitlin Clark is shooting, you know, 9 for 18 from three or something of that neighborhood, I think Iowa prevails. If not, if they can kind of do what West Virginia did and get physical with her, jump the ball screens. Like, we didn't talk about LSU going under ball screens last night. I mean, what right. in the world? Or what world do you go under a Caitlin Clark ball screen? But anyway, Gino will be ready to go. If I'm a betting man, I think I give a slight lean to Iowa. But I think it's going to just be absolute must-watch. Just enjoy the game and keep your money in your pocket game.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait. Got credentialed for it. I'm going to be down there in person. First time I'll get to see Paige play in person. Same with Caitlin. And looking forward to it. And we always appreciate your time and breaking things down with us, talking women's basketball. Great job. Congratulations on the newest addition to the family. And we'll talk again soon, all right?
Thanks, Kenny. Really appreciate you having me.
Enjoy the games, Anthony. Anthony Butch, head coach at Jackson, breaking it down for you here on the Kenny and JT Show. Get a break in. Come back with more right after this.